I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be taken at dial.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here's the show, by golly. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. We set the standard with the best real estate news and money-saving tips, offering you the latest home buying facts and community event information. Oh, by golly, that's what we do at Reach. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and our Clock Jock show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say, if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is the best it can possibly be. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, we have an exclusive report from the good-hearted caretakers making a difference in Haiti's healthcare system. So stay with us, and we'll tell you what they're doing in the mountains of Haiti. Then Steve Cody checks in with the at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about a man whose barbecue smoke illegally left his property and how he got busted. You want to stay tuned for that. And yes, sir. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder is on assignment in Portland, Maine. He's following up a Craigslist scam story about lobsters, I guess. His hammer is in his hand, and he's ready to go. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and today he will tell us how to rid the home from those creepy crawlers and other unwelcome guests. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. You may check that out at reachforhousing.org and click on the property listings button. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
After nearly 7 years, South Florida's housing market has inched back into stable territory, according to a report this week that came out from Freddie Mac. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade are all doing better. We'll give you the numbers. Speaking of numbers, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is making $39.2 million available to fight housing discrimination under HUD's 2015 Fair Housing Initiatives Program. And the Notice of Funding Availability, another one of those alphabet things. Also, the FHA has reduced mortgage insurance premiums on FHA loans. Regular listeners know that. This appears to be having an impact on homeownership. The cuts, which average about $900 a year per house, do seem to be helping. We also have a story about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're taking action against three mortgage companies alleging that their ads mislead consumers by implying that they are U.S. government approved. They're not. Also, a Florida landscaper is scheduled 3 years probation and 1 year in Palm Beach County Jail. But I'm not going to tell you why yet, because this is a very sad story, and I don't want you crying through the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Finally, more pastures could turn into convenience stores under changes proposed for Palm Beach County's Ag Reserve. County officials are planning to further ease building limits on the vast swath of farmland west of Delray and Boynton Beach. We'll have details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
When we return, joining us in studio is Dr. Gary Millian and photojournalist Isidro Pinsky from the Lantana Masonic Lodge, and they're going to tell us about their humanitarian adventures in Haiti. Did you know that Haiti has the highest percentage of orphans? They do.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? You want to eliminate that monthly rent payment? If that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, August the 16th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach offices, located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is August the 16th. And in our Miami Kendall offices, their next class, August the 9th, and September the 13th is their next first-time homebuyers workshop. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. If you didn't prepay or pre-register, don't worry. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes are limited, and they fill up fast. So pre-registering would be a good thing to do. Get your name on the list so you don't find yourself standing in a corner wondering where your seat is. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. The first-time workshop, homebuyer's workshop, is a mandatory course if you want to qualify for government assistance. And you know, a first-time homebuyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years. Also coming up Sunday, August the 29th, 2015, at the Embassy Suites in West Palm Beach is the, that's the Wells Fargo Mortgage. What is it? What are they calling that, Steve?
It's going to be a mortgage workshop that there's going to be lenders from Wells Fargo there and also people to approve loans. Now, it takes an awful lot of paperwork to get a loan, but
right.
If you show up and you have all the necessary paperwork, you could actually leave with a home loan that day.
Yeah, they were telling me about that earlier. Mm-hmm. You need a loan, you need to go to the Wells Fargo's, I guess it's a workshop,
so
right?
Bring every document you have.
Yeah, that means power bill.
Whether you think it's pertinent or not, bring all your documents.
Yeah, anything to prove that you're at the house there. You know who to call if you want to get more information? You call Reach, 855-487-3224. And that's also for Wells Fargo's customers, but anybody that wants a loan can show up. And
absolutely.
They'll help them out. That's great. Well, you know the number to call, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. That will get the job done.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest is Dr. Gary Millian. He hails from Haiti and earned his doctor's doctorate in Shelbrooke, Canada, and currently practices medicine here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And also joining us, photojournalist Isidro Pinsky are here to share an extraordinary story of goodwill. Dr. Millian and Sid Pinsky, Isidro, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, great. So you guys spent a doc, you there?
Thank you.
Okay, good enough. We make sure that everybody's online. That's not a problem. You guys just spent, a couple of weeks over in Haiti helping some folks out there?
We actually just spent 9 days over in Haiti. We were there for the end of July, and it's actually
June.
End of June. And
I knew 30 days was going to get in there somewhere. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, exactly.
So you guys helping out the folks over there, I know I've done that myself. On a PBS mission to go over there, and when the doctors show up, they don't have a healthcare system there in Haiti, right? They got nothing.
They have something.
Well, in the hills of Jeremy, were you over in that side of the island?
We were in the northwest, so it was really opposite of Jeremy.
Oh, okay, all right, but up in the mountains. Right.
It's a mountain country.
Yeah, it is. It is a mountain country. No, not too many hospitals. I know up in Jeremy, when we were up there, we helped a guy. He had to have his leg amputated, and they had to take him 80 miles away to do it because there's just nowhere that it could get done up in the mountains there. you faced that similar situation when you were there?
Yeah. They do have the similar problems over there. Mm-hmm. There's actually one hospital where we were at where we would send most of our patients to.
Right.
When we went there, we saw – well, I was able to go in and take some photographs of a mass being removed from a patient's leg.
Oh,
and
nice.
If you've never been in a surgery before and if you're not in the medical field, it's one of those things where – It's intense. It really is.
And you were using color films.
I was exactly.
Actually, wait a minute. Film. Do we use film anymore?
Well, you know, film is a very open term. I use memory cards, so it's definitely a little bit different. I can be a little bit more free with what I shoot, but everything is a lot more intense when you're looking through a lens.
Right. And hundreds. I don't know if thousands would be right, but hundreds cover the ground when the doctors show up there.
Oh, absolutely. What happens is a couple weeks before the doctors actually show up, they have the churches and the pastors will go out and they will let them know that the doctors are coming. So a lot of the patients will know, especially historically since we've been there for the past 5 years, that the doctors are coming.
Right. Now, you yourself didn't do that. You were with another group that went over there, right? That's the...
The Caring Brothers and Sisters Foundation. That's who the doctors go over with. Mm-hmm. This foundation was actually started back in early 2009 by three medical professionals, and they decided after the earthquake in Haiti that they want to do something to give back to the region that they were from,
right.
Because all three of those professionals were from that area. And
Port-de-Paix.
From Port-de-Paix, yes.
Port-de-Paix. All right.
And they were from there, and they wanted to do something about what the situation was over there.
Right, yeah,
so.
Conditions are bad, no doubt.
Absolutely.
And I think the biggest problem, at least we saw that when we were there, is the drinking water.
The drinking water, yes.
Did you carry your own?
We were lucky. We actually stayed at a beautiful hotel over there that they stay every single year at.
Right.
And they supplied us with bottled waters and things like that. And when you go over for the first time, it's definitely a life-changing experience.
Right.
This was my first time on a medical mission to Haiti, and I would definitely go again. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody pitches in. Everyone helps. It's like a tight-knit community because everybody's there to help, and everybody knows it.
Absolutely. This foundation is actually really different because we do all the fundraising for this pretty much by ourselves, and even the board members that actually put this together, they pay for their own way over. So all the volunteers pay to go, and all of the board members pay to go. Mm-hmm. And we actually have fundraisers that we'll put together, and we use that money to help subsidize some of the actual medications that we take there, because we take over everything from medications to things that we're going to be needing for surgery and things like that.
Right. Now, when you say we, you mean?
The Caring Brothers and Sisters.
Right, right. And also the Lantana Masonic Lodge is helping out there, right?
Absolutely. Next year, Lantana Lodge is going to be putting on a shoe drive that's going to be going to the Caring Brothers and Sisters. We actually decided that after I came back. I'm the worshipful master at Lantana Lodge number 372, and we decided that we're going to be raising money and also taking donations for brand new shoes for the kids and anybody really that's over there. So if you have anybody that wants to donate shoes, they can definitely come to our lodge and drop it off, and we'll be donating all those. And we need them in May, that way we can ship it over with enough time, because we freight everything over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, we'll have you on again so that we can talk a little bit more as you get closer to the day. But folks, if you want to check out the website of the Lantana Lodge, it's www.lantana372.org. And that will get you to their website. Or you could call 561-225-8480 and tell them that you're interested in helping out the Haitian folks over there that need, especially with the shoes. That's a great cause to do. They don't have a lot of shoes over there. They don't have a lot of anything over there. It's really, really destitute.
Absolutely. When I was over there, one of the things I got to photograph, besides all the surgeries that were there and also the doctors seeing the patients, and one of the things that I noticed was that they were actually weighing the kids, and we had a couple of volunteers that weren't medical volunteers that we found things for them to do, and one of the things was to weigh the kids. So when they were taking the kids and putting them on the scale, they would take off their shoes, and I noticed that some of the kids they didn't fit in the shoes. Mm-hmm. So they actually had a few pairs of shoes that they would try to interchange for them.
Switch around
exactly. That way the kids had something a little bit more proper to wear. I mean, boys were wearing girls' shoes, girls were wearing boys' shoes, mm-hmm. and they were using it more as a function than a style, which is very different from here in the United States.
Oh, exactly. Well, stepping on a rock, if it's a boy's shoe or a girl's shoe, I don't think it matters, right?
Absolutely not.
You did you do surgeries, doctor, while you were over there? Or what functions did you actually perform?
The foundation bring medical and surgical team. Mm-hmm. So we have pediatrician, family medicine, anesthesiologist. We have OBGYN, general surgeon, mm-hmm. so all that to help perform the need we could relieve at that time. As you said it before, people could wait for months in waiting for surgery. So whenever we go there, we have a team ready to go, so we only have to find a hospital willing and able to accommodate the team so we could do the surgeries.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am myself a family physician, so I don't do surgery.
Okay, all right. But the point is, you don't charge anybody for this. You take your own time, your own money, and you go over and get the job done.
We are a 501c3 foundation, so all the fundraising are for the cause. We pay our way, so everything is free.
Ah, absolutely fantastic. You guys do great jobs. We're going to take a quick little break here, if you don't mind, all right? All right. When we return, we'll find out about some fundraising efforts that the Brothers and Sisters Foundation are getting ready to kick off. And we'll tell you all about that. So stick with us. Don't go back. We'll be right away, I think is what they say.
Ain't got no hope or no way to run. Ain't got no hope or no way to run. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope or no way to run. Ain't got no hope or no way to run.
Welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Dr. Gary Millian and Isidro Pinsky. He is the doctor and the photojournalist that just spent 9 grueling days over in Haiti taking care of the folks over there that needed help. Thank you for your service and going over there. I appreciate that. Always good to do that. And thank you for sharing the story with us.
Thank you very much for having us on and allowing us to talk a little bit about it.
Well, it's certainly a great humanitarian cause, and that's what we do, isn't it?
Absolutely. When we go there, we try to see as many patients as possible.
Right.
Generally speaking, we try to see over 500 people a day. We try to, but we always don't get around to it.
How many on your team?
How many people on our team?
Right.
We took just about...
More than 30 people.
30, yeah. So, okay, so 500 a day, that's feasible.
Absolutely.
That's not an easy task,
no.
but it's 500 patients in a day.
Absolutely. And all those patients, not only are they seen by either a doctor or someone in the medical field, surgery, things like that, mm-hmm. but they're also getting medication. And one of the biggest things that we try to do is bring enough medication for every single patient that goes there. And mm-hmm. we're always looking for donations. We're always looking for people to, big pharmacies, to actually donate some medication.
Medicine costs money.
Absolutely.
They don't give that for free. Well, I tell you, we have there's a function that you have coming up here that might alleviate some of that, right?
Absolutely.
Want to tell us about your white tie affair there? It's a white affair.
That's right. It's an all-white affair. It's actually going to be down in the Signature Grand, and that's
6900 South State Road 7 there in Davie. That's the Signature Grand, folks. That's a nice venue down there.
Absolutely. And we're just asking for people to come out and purchase a ticket. The tickets are $75 per person if you're a couple. So if you and your wife or you and a friend want to come out, it's only $100 for that person to come out. So
actually,
you actually save
somebody. Yeah, I was going to say it'd be cheaper to go find somebody standing on the corner and say, hey, you want a great meal? Come with me. $25, you're saving $50.
Absolutely.
Plus all the money goes to the brothers and sisters, right?
Absolutely.
100%.
I'm sorry?
100%.
That's right, 100%. And that's the money's gained here and spent on the people in Haiti.
Absolutely.
So there's a connection, though, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
All the money that we get, we raise that money specifically for the medication. And to be honest with you, when we go on this trip, when we as volunteers go, what we spend on the trip actually is nowhere near the cost that it really should do. Mm-hmm. So some of the money does help alleviate the people that are going over as well. But most of it goes to the medications and different things that we need. Some of the things that we have to take over, blood pressure cuffs and things like that, we always have to replace them because when we use them every single day, they start to get run down, especially in the conditions that we're in. We're in the
500 people
every single day, absolutely, yeah. For 5 days in different locations. The road to each place is absolutely, it's not the smoothest in the world.
No. So
the money we take is used for transportation, mm-hmm. for the food, lodging. Do we have to buy the supply? Wherever you go in any hospital in Haiti, you have to replace the supply. Otherwise, you're going to take it from them and there will be nothing. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have a hospital system in Haiti, but every patient has to bring their own supply, have to buy it. If you have to go somewhere, you have IV, you have to go and buy it. Your dressing, you have to go buy it. Otherwise, you could see a doctor, you have no care because nothing is available for you to help you.
Well, that certainly stops the hospitals from overcharging.
Absolutely.
Well, so, can you imagine that? Going to a hospital in America and say, hey, I need some blood. Did you bring your own blood with you? I mean, you have to buy your own supplies. You have to bring your own bandages and wrappings. That's tough.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we go there once 1 week a year, and the goal is to definitely combine a surgical center with a small urgent care where you could have everything on hand. You could evaluate somebody that has an accident. Imagine if one of us, as we are there, had something, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely, we are putting ourselves in danger ourselves every time we go there. But guess what? We are going for a good cause, and nothing will happen to us. We will never stop until we reach our dream. Our goal is to get something somewhere in wherever we go that could evaluate, give urgent care to somebody, and also relief for major or minor surgery. Mm-hmm. In fact, we bring doctors to do hysterectomy, C-section, hernia surgery, biopsies, and more. We have seen 3 cases in Haiti that still, I cannot sleep because I have 2 cases of hydrocephalus. This is those kids that born with water into the brain, big
right.
head.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 2 cases, the mother taking care of them, they have no way to get it fixed. They have to go to Port-au-Prince. They may find somewhere in Port-au-Prince a doctor from USA that will come to do charity work. Yet, they have to find a way for the transportation, for the lodging.
Right.
And they expect us to provide that. I think if we can, we should. But we have 2 cases pending. We have seen also a case of a 28-year-old woman with stage 4 breast cancer everywhere, and yet she needs surgery. We cannot help her. So when we go there, we find the cases, we want to get some help. We could help those serious cases to get help I know we see more than 420 a day. It's for hypertension, for diabetes, it's for pain, it's for ulcer. We give vitamin for skin infection. We help them on the spot with what we have. But those big cases need something more. And that's why we never stop until we get something local at the highest level, so we can bring doctors from USA, from all over the world, to help perform on the site those surgery, or if we can bring them here just for surgery to help them.
To help them out, exactly. Well, folks, you can chip in and help out, at least on the medicine side, by attending the function, the All White Affair Dinner Party, August the 8th from 9 to 1 a.m. for you night owls there. It's at the Signature Grand, 6900 State Road 84 in Davie. $75 for singles, $100 for a couple. Dress code is classy. I like that. If you want to find out more information about that, Caring Brothers and Sisters, you can call them at 561-254-4779. That's 561-254-4779. Or you could check out their Facebook page, you know, that facebook.com, and search out Caring Brothers and Sisters. All right. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate that. We are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Rick Snyder is reporting live from Portland, Maine. He's checking out the lobster scam that he found on Craigslist, and Rick has his hammer with him, so stay tuned. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, and it checks in to let us know how to avoid those creepy crawlers in our home. And Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org, and remember to clip on the property listings button in the blue menu bar at the top. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a man who knows more words than there are numbers to count them. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
I have a Googleplex of words right here.
A Googleplex, I like that.
Here's the news. After nearly 7 years, South Florida's housing market has inched back into what they call stable territory, according to Freddie Mac. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties scored 80.5 on Freddie Mac's multi-indicator market index. That's a 13% increase from a year ago, making the Tri-County region one of the most improved areas in the country. The index measures local and state housing markets by tracking home loan applications, affordability, mortgage loan delinquencies, and employment. A score of at least 80 is favorable or stable. A perfect score, of course, is 100. Now, the South Florida region, which hasn't scored an 80 or above since August of 2008, was one of three metro areas that moved into the stable rating during the month of May. The others were Stockton, California, and Madison, Wisconsin. Home prices, as you recall, started dropping in 2006, which led to the worst housing collapse since the Great Depression. Prices continued to go down through 2011, with sales slowing dramatically as buyers stayed away from a market that was in free fall at the time. But convinced that the worst was over, investors came back in 2012 looking for bargains. That led to price increases over the next couple of years, leaving some to wonder when the housing market would settle down and become more predictable as an investment. It seems that time may be now. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is making a $39.2 million grant to fight housing discrimination under HUD's 2015 Fair Housing Initiatives program. The funding notice creates six new types of grants this year that support fair housing in rentals and sales transactions, capacity building, education, and outreach activities. Each year, HUD funds organizations interested in enforcement of fair housing laws and policies, as well as ones that focus on public education and providing housing. Funds also go to educating local governments about their rights and responsibilities under the Fair Housing Act. The Federal Housing Administration reduction in mortgage insurance premiums on the FHA loans appears to be having an impact on homeownership. The cuts, which average about $900 a year, may be prompting first-time homebuyers and millennials to enter the housing market. FHA loans were used in 23% of finance home purchases in the first quarter, compared to 19% 1 year earlier, according to RealtyTrack. So far, the FHA premium reduction is having a bigger impact on getting millennials first-time homebuyers and other low-down payment borrowers, such as former homeowners who are coming back to the market, off the fence. This according to RealtyTech Vice President Darren Bloomquist. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is taking action against three mortgage companies alleging their ads mislead consumers by implying that the U.S. government approved their products. They're suing reverse mortgage lender All Financial Services and seeking to halt its illegal activities. They also ordered Flagship Financial Group and American Preferred Lending to end their false advertising. The 2011 Mortgage Act and Practices Advertising Rule prohibits misleading claims in mortgage advertising, including implying you have a government affiliation. The CFPB alleges that mailings by All Financial Services, by American Preferred Lending, and Flagship Financial imitated government notices. While the government programs insure or guarantee certain mortgages, private lenders that make the loans are not government entities. I'm sure you've seen those on TV. Private lenders are ones that originate FHA loans, even though they're regulated and insured by FHA. The VA loans are similar. The Department of Veterans Affairs guarantees them, but it does not originate them, and advertisers are not allowed to say so. More pastures could turn into convenience stores under changes proposed for Palm Beach County's Ag Reserve. County officials are planning to further ease building limits on the vast swath of farmland west of Delray Beach and Boynton Beach following a year of debate about the farming region's future. Supporters say changing the rules will allow a more sensible mix of farming and development while giving added flexibility to how small property owners can use their land. Yet, making it easier to build in the agricultural reserve could also sacrifice more farmland in an area where taxpayers already spend $100 million to try to preserve agriculture. And finally, a Florida landscaper is sentenced to 3 years probation and 1 year in the Palm Beach County Jail after pleading guilty to 9 counts of felony cruelty to animals. Jason Falbo was operating a lawnmower when he intentionally mowed over 9 baby ducklings. According to the Sun Sentinel, Falbo said, "They were in my path, so I just ran over them." Nearby homeowner Boyd Jensen witnessed the act, and so did his little girl. They called authorities. Jensen said that his family had left food out for the ducks, and they reported that after mowing over several ducks, Falbo smiled and aimed his lawnmower at the remaining ducks. This was Falbo's first day on the job. Following his year in jail, Falbo will receive random visits from animal control officers to make sure he does not own any animal of any kind, according to this suit, and that he's not living with anybody who has pets. And that, my friend, is the news.
Apparently, they forgot to tell them to duck.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, as predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, Reach for the Dream in 2015. And you know why? Because they're a 501(c) corporation, not-for-profit, trying to save you a little bit of money. So we pass the cost on to you. Our super syncopated show producer, Rick Snyder, is on the phone calling in from Portland, Maine. Something about a lobster scam. What's going on up there, Rick?
Well, the lobster scam is over because we ate it. It was delicious.
Apparently, it wasn't duck.
That's right. Oh, God. You know Craigslist?
Yes.
Everybody knows Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The scammers do, too. Mm. They've infiltrated, and we've got a couple of tips on Craigslist frauds and scams. First of all, Craigslist provides the following advice on avoiding scams to anyone using their service. Number one, trust your instincts. Deal only with local buyers and sellers. Never wire funds to a distant buyer via Western Union or any other carrier. And be wary if the other party wants to use an escrow service such as BidPay, SquareTrade, PayPal. And I'm going to talk about PayPal in a minute because mm-hmm. I got scammed yesterday. On Craigslist, here are some other things to look for. The buyer or seller doesn't live near you. The buyer or seller wants to pay by cashier's check, U.S. Postal Service, Money Order, Western Union, or those escrow pay services. And the buyer or seller won't agree to meet you in person. If you happen to see something on Craigslist that looks scammy, you should send an email to abuse@craigslist.org and give them as much detail as you can. Now, fraudulent postings are a common occurrence, especially in the car section. Hmm. Buying a car, selling a car on Craigslist, be very wary. Number one, you may find a buyer who says, "I'm going to send you a check, money order, etc." Well, be careful, because stolen checks, counterfeit checks, bounce checks are costing people their money, cars, or both. In one common scam, the buyer accidentally pays more by money order or cashier's check that was asked for, and then says to you, "Hey, you got to refund me the $700 I overpaid you."
Hmm.
If you send that money before the money order clears, you're braver than you are smart. These money orders often turn out to be counterfeits, and the money you send back is gone forever.
Let's just make one thing clear. Now, Craigslist goes out of its way to inform their users that scammers may be here. So Craigslist is doing everything they can to help prevent. We're just giving you a little bit more extra information.
Exactly, all right. Exactly. Now, here are some of the things, and Craigslist posts this also, but here's what to look out for when you're looking at cars on Craigslist. The cars are priced far below current market value. The seller claims to be in the military and is overseas or going to be deployed within days. The posting does not include a phone number. The seller will demand that you use an online escrow service of their choice. The person receiving the call is referred to as a pickup agent. Watch out. Payment must be wired to or from another country. Western Union is often requested, and the buyer or seller is very anxious to conclude the transaction. Hey, listen, I'm leaving the country tomorrow. We've got to get it done today. So, again, buyer beware. Don't give out your personal financial information. Any information they ask for that is not available immediately, checking account numbers, social security number, as we always say, don't give that out.
Red flag.
Exactly. And a lot of you are using Craigslist now. Just be careful because the scammers are definitely everywhere. Now, I want to talk about a little PayPal that I got an email yesterday. I'm sure I'm not the only one. The email says, from PayPal service.
Right.
Your account has been limited until we hear from you. Your account's limited. You can't be able to buy, sell. Nothing's going to happen here. So send your information right away. Log into your account. They are asking you in an email to log into your account, and they will ask you, as a matter of fact, let me hit log in right now and see what they want from me. They want my email and my password. That's all they need,
sure,
to get hold of your PayPal information. And I have not gone any further, which is what we advise every week, but I'm sure they're asking for bank account numbers, social security numbers, et cetera. So keep all that in mind. Never give that information out online. Don't respond to a link in an email that you're not 100% certain of. So PayPal service is on the hunt for people to scam. PayPal service.
We got about a minute. We got about a minute, Rick. You want to wrap that up?
I got another one.
Okay.
Software company Lolo Technologies has issued a warning about a bogus tech support scam that uses its name. It's a variation of the Microsoft scam in which victims are tricked into giving crooks access to their PCs after being told by a phony Microsoft tech that they have problems. They're calling it Lolo Software. You're being scammed if you see something that says, hey, we'll fix your problem, or they are in reality stealing information from your computer. So if you get this call, even if you have System Mechanic installed, and you get a phone call regarding this System Mechanic, hang up. They will not call you. They will contact you in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And check a couple of great fraud websites, fraudguides.com. You've got abuse@craigslist.org, and we've got our trusty old scambusters.org as well, and that's your Hammer the Scammer report from beautiful Portland, Maine today.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that you text down about the boats, and I figured there were lobsters on that boat, and that was probably the scam, right?
No, that big two-master was just sailing out in Portland Harbor.
Okay, and you know, we have another a little thing here that Steve came up with as far as passwords and scams.
I saw the most brilliant thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, recently in the news, there have been a rash of people leaving their babies in the car and walking away and like, oh, God, they're terrible parents. I saw a great parent on Facebook. This woman hung a sign for her kids on the kitchen, on the refrigerator in the kitchen that said, for today's password, empty the garbage, wash the dishes, and sweep.
Absolutely.
Is that brilliant or what, Rick?
Hey, very smart.
We're going to give a hat tip to that lady. That's the way to go. All right, Rick, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the scam.
See you next week.
All right.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak, and he's here with some tips that will tell us how to rid our homes of those pesky and even creepy crawlers. Carlton, how you doing today?
All right, how you doing, Al?
Yeah, I got bugs in my house. How do I get rid of them?
Oh, well.
I shouldn't let relatives in, right?
Figure out what you got first.
It's relatives, you know. I heard that fish and visitors smell after 3 days, but I don't know if that's true.
What? Well, depending on the visitor, they smell before they get there.
That's it. All right, so what do we do? Now, what do you, you know, we've talked about, you know, the roaches and the little crawlers like that. First off, to find out that they're there, you don't really have to, you could probably see them, right?
What's that?
You could probably see the roaches and the little palmetto bugs and all that stuff that we have down here in South Florida. Is there a way to know that they're there without seeing them? Droppings or anything like that?
Well, yeah, you may find some droppings. You know, if you see one, don't assume it's just one. It's probably not.
Yeah, thousands, right?
It could be. So, you know, there's a good chance that it may have come in from, you know, a box or something, but treat it as if there is a thousand in there because there may be.
You know, that's true. When you go shopping at some of the big box houses like Costco, Sam's Club, and all that, they give you a box to put the stuff in. You take it home. Well, those cockroaches live in those boxes.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They live right in there, and you got silverfish in there. You got all kinds of things. You know, go. What I like to do is kind of turn all the lights off in a room and look and see if I see any light coming through any of the doorways or windows or anything like that, where I shouldn't be seeing light. You know, if you can see through it, they can crawl through it. So, you know, do what you need to do to tighten up any kind of entry areas like that. Just try to keep them out with some common sense and treat from the outside and keep them out there. That's, I don't mind if they're out there, but my wife don't like it when they're in.
That's right. Hey, I never thought of that. If you can see light coming in, they can come in. So,
absolutely.
And what you're saying, if I got this straight, is you put all the pest control on the outside of the house, not the inside.
Well, you know, if it was me, I would want to treat inside last resort. I don't want to be in it. I don't want my kids in it. I don't want my pets in it. So if I can avoid that at all, by treating from the outside, I will. But that's not always the case. Sometimes they get in and they get a foothold in there, and you got to battle them from the inside.
All right.
But, so if bait works real well for that.
Say that again?
Bait works real well for the inside. You can strategically place it where you can't get into it, but they'll be able to find it.
Right, in the back of the cupboards and things like that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best stuff to use there? Stuff that's not going to hurt me, but it'll kill the bugs.
Yeah, well, there's a few different types of baits depending on what you're going after. If you can make it to a John Deere Landscapes in your area, you can ask all kinds of questions. They can help you identify the bugs and help you find the best form of control for them.
I guess with today's technology, the best thing to do if you see a bug, just take a picture of it and take that into your John Deere Landscapes, or check out their website, johndeerelandscapes.com. And
you can download apps from Syngenta and Bear, which are some manufacturers of these products, and they have where you can actually snap a picture of different weeds and different bugs, and they'll identify it for you.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's an app that does that?
Yep, there's apps out there that do that.
And what
app for everything,
Yeah, that's true. What would be the way to search for that app again?
Just look under Pest Control or Syngenta. FMC, I think, has an app. Bear has an app. So
okay, and these are chemical.
Apps out there.
Yeah, those are chemical manufacturers, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the best place to look for all that good stuff is johndeerelandscapes.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. You are the man. Thanks for anything else we need to know about the house, inside, outside? Do we caulk up those little holes? Or?
Yeah, you know, if it's small enough, caulk it up. If it's big, put some steel wool in it and maybe put some foam in there. Just try to seal it off the best you can.
Yeah, I know you told us one time, and everybody in the studio was shocked. You said that a mouse could fit through a pencil hole.
Pretty much, yeah. They can actually shrink their bodies down. Their rib cage can flex, so they can get their body real small.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
those are the holes that you might want to patch up. You know, forget about the little roaches and things like that, but the mice and things like that can fit in. You don't want that in your house.
No, uh-uh.
All right, Carlton, you are the man. Thank you for filling us in. Again, folks, johndeerelandscapes.com is the place to go for that. Okay, when we return, you need a home? We have some, and most of them are more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still very, very low. And if you're a vet, it could be 100% financing for you, my friend. Call the good folks at Reach, and we'll let you know if you qualify.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable, and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
All right, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a special message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government agencies to assist you in your down payment and purchasing of your home, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, like I said, it's even better than you think. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Reach Counselors offer comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with any real credit issues that you may or may not have, getting you back on a sound credit track. You've heard many experts on our show before say it takes about a 560 credit score to even be looked at. So to get yourself back into that position, Reach has some courses that will help you out with that. We also provide free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge, of course. And you know why if you listen to the show. It's because the government mandates that it is done for free. Our training counselors have dealt with mortgage companies and finance companies over the past 10 years, and they know what the banks need before they even ask. That's why Reach works with the government agencies to make all that happen. You remember about a month ago we had Simone Griffin on the show, and she's from those government agencies over there in D.C., and they make the rules, and they make sure that our counselors know the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator if you're calling over the weekend. Don't miss out. Reach out. And Steve, what do you got?
I want to prepare people for this process.
Okay.
The government, both the state government, the local government, the federal government, they love documents.
Yes, they do.
Not only do they love documents, they eat them for breakfast, and they have to be fresh.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I brought this up is that we get calls from people that we're working with all the time at Reach where they go, oh, I already gave them that. I feel like I'm getting a runaround. You want more documents and more documents and more documents. The way to avoid that is to gather all your documents up even before you call, if you can, and make sure that you have verification for everything there. Good example. Let's say you're all set. You think you're all set. Mm-hmm. And you send in your pay stubs, your bank statements, and all that. And on your bank statement is a $500 deposit. And there's no paycheck for that $500 deposit. You say, well, my Aunt Mabel gave me that.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll need a letter from Aunt Mabel.
That's right.
And we'll need to see where Aunt Mabel got it, so one of her bank statements, too. They do that kind of thing, so just be prepared for it. It is successful. It does work. REACH has helped hundreds of people, but it does require some work on your part and a little patience, too.
A little bit. You know, you're talking about water bills, electric bill, phone bill, anything that has your name
mm-hmm.
and an address on it.
Mm-hmm.
A little verification.
Or anything out of the usual. Did you lose some money in your job? Did you get a raise? How about your taxes? That sort of thing. And there are little red flags that the government loves to pick on.
Oh, yeah.
But I must say that the women in our office, all of our counselors are women, especially Kenesha, who just got a 100% on hers. On her packages that you send them. They are very, very good at spotting these things in advance, so you don't have to deal with the government waiting 6 to 8 weeks for them to come back and ask. You'll get an answer right away as to whether this works or not. So, bottom line is, call 800-48-REACH if you're considering buying a house, if you want to improve your credit.
I call 855-REACH.
Did I give the wrong number?
The 800 doesn't work
anymore.
Oh, my
God. Here's the irony. When you call that number, guess who answers?
You?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's 855-48-REACH
or
855-487-3224. But let me tell you another number to call, and we kind of want you to call this number right now. Write this down. It's 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000.
America's favorite realtor?
Yeah, that's Pat Tracy's.
There you go.
That's Pat Tracy's cell phone number.
She's going to love you.
Yeah, and it's the weekend, so call her, and just ask her how she's doing. That's the way.
You're
and you know what? While you're there, you know we have all the REACH properties. Most of them, not all of them. They come and go so quick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you check out the website reachforhousing.org, that's REACH, the number 4 housing.org, and press on the little property listings tab on the blue menu bar at the top of the page there, and that will take you to all the houses that we have listed. Well, not all of them, a few. What do we got? Four,
there
five?
Are many, many, and I think there are about 4 or 5 on the website right now. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, as I was telling you off the air, I delivered somebody the keys to their new home this morning.
This morning? Before the show.
That. Yeah, I love doing that.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And they get all the information from our Spotlight Home of the Week there, which is on the reachforhousing.org.
Also, to the right of that, if you just describe the kind of house you want, there's a little description thing. Just fill that in. I want 2 bedrooms. I want 2 baths. I want a pool. I want, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Then we'll match it to a house. But there are some pictures of a few of that we got recently.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank our guests for stopping by. That was an amazing story there, going over to Haiti and getting all that stuff done. We thank them for their service. And a special hat tip to our good friend Scott Carnegie. He's vacationing over at JFK Hospital today. Get well, my friend, and don't worry, we're sending a tow truck over to help you out there. You may check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And you may take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week there as well. We will see you next Saturday, live, noon to 1.
I know later on, ain't got no home. I know later on, I'm a lonely boy.